How gasoline escaped the community of Scammon Bay's tank farm and entered a nearby river may be due to an oversight during a routine operation. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation reports that as the owners were removing water that had collected around the tanks, leaked gasoline might have been pumped out with it. The owners of the tank farm, the Askinet Corporation, are not commenting on the incident at this time. A total of 7,000 gallons of gasoline leaked from one tank, but how much entered the river is unknown. Lisa Krebs-Barsis with the DEC says the tank farm has multiple layers of defense to prevent fuel from escaping. A 4-foot-high berm surrounds the tank farm. A few feet away, there's another berm to catch any fuel that might breach the first berm. And the entire area is lined, forming what are called containment zones. Often, water collects in these zones and has to be pumped out. Krebs-Barsis calls this a, quote, totally normal operation. But during a recent operation, gasoline appears to have been pumped out with the water. That water flows into a creek and then into the Coon River. The DEC, along with the U.S. Coast Guard, is working to confirm all this information and plans to fly to Scammon Bay on Friday to investigate. In the meantime, the DEC, along with the city of Scammon Bay, are advising people not to do subsistence activities near the contaminated area. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.